And the CPP says it is confident it will win more parliamentary seats in this year's elections. The party is sure that it will particularly retake the Jomoro seat it lost to the NDC 4 years ago. The party, which is currently campaigning in the Jomoro constituency, says its messages have been well received by the people. The CPP flag bearer, Ivor Greenstreet, tells Gloria Anderson that the CPP is the key to a better Ghana.
We are in the Jomoro constituency in the Western region, and we are visiting a number of communities to redeem some pledges that were made by me on a previous visit here to provide some cement for some community centers and other centers of activity for the community in this area. So as I speak to you, we are at a place called Tikubu Number 2 in the Jomoro constituency. Yesterday, we held a program at various communities, including Elubu and Gereng and Bonyere. All of these programs were inspiring, energetic, and we believe that our message of Apamfufro and our message of hope, freedom, justice, and opportunity for people is resounding well. They complain that for 24 years, they have seen what it is both the NDC and the MPP been able to achieve. With all the vast wealth that God has bequeathed our great nation, oil, gold, gas, cocoa, timber, diamonds, bauxite, manganese, fertile land, access to water resources, they believe this is not the condition which we should find ourselves. And that is due to the leadership the nation has provided them so far. That is a leadership which serves their own self-interest, not the interest of people at large. The way I have continued today, and that
Jomoro was your seat, the CPP seat, but you lost the seat. And from your interactions with the people, do you see the possibility of retaking the seat?
Certainly, where we are confident that we have a good chance. We have a good candidate, daughter of the first president of the Republic of Ghana, Sania Nkrumah. He did a lot of work while she was MP to improve the lives of the people, offer them opportunities. And so we hope that will be sufficient and encourage them to return her to parliament. Not only that, they're trying to retain the seat that we hold in the northern region of Kumbugu and a number of other seats in the northern region and in other regions where this time we believe we have created sufficient impact on the ground that will improve our representation in the legislature. The most important thing is that we believe Ghanaians are ready for a change, and the change they are seeking is not a rise for change, but rather Sankofa change. They want us to go back and do the things which we did as a nation once before, utilize the wealth of this nation for the benefit of all its people.
Mr. Greenstreet says all is set for its manifesto launch on Saturday.
The venue is the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, and present at that function will be all our 222 MPs from around the country, as well as our various coordinators from all the districts around the country, who are the key persons who are promoting the agenda, policies and programs of the party around the country. As you are aware, the Convention People's Party is a party of peace. So we are not ready for the politics of insult, or the politics of divisiveness, or the politics of rancor, or the politics of vindictiveness, or the politics of darkness. Rather, we prefer the politics of light and hope and opportunity. That's the kind of peaceful message, positive message that we have been taking around the country, and we are satisfied. This message, the message that is resounding to the people wherever we go.
Looking at the manifesto launch of the MPP and the NDC, I mean, it always precedes an interaction with the people on what the key highlights of the manifestos are. What form is yours going to take?
Our manifesto is what we have called a people's interactive manifesto. And therefore, that means it's a manifesto that has been built upon the input from the people and all the various different communities we have visited, constituencies we have visited, and we have visited around the country. So, in actual fact, there have been multiple launches which have taken place at all of these local levels before this final launch, which is ceremonial occasion taking place, where we will let the people of Ghana know what it is our policy planks are as we move forward as a nation. One of the key pillars of our party, self-determination. That means we have to believe that we can do far more the resources that we have as a people for the benefit of our nation.
CPP flag bearer, Ivor Greenstreet.